This is Juno Afternoon. Thank you for being here with us today. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, we're going to be talking about being a friend in a time of need. St. Vincent de Paul coordinates the distribution, get this, of over 400 Thanksgiving food baskets. 400. And that will happen on Saturday, November 20th. And that's just a week away. And they've need your help very much. Dave Ringel, who is director of St. Vincent de Paul, is here with us to talk about that. And so, Dave, how is it going this year? I imagine, you know, we've heard that there's a rise in price due to supply problems. How are you doing with getting these baskets together?
Well, we are grateful because we've asked 13 churches to help with collecting dry food. We ordered turkeys in June, and they've arrived at Super Bear, and our anonymous donor paid for them this morning and somehow slipped into and out of our offices without letting us know he was there. And so we just have to give thanks for the person who buys the turkeys. And they were $3,000 more this year than last year.
Wow.
And last year we did 488 Thanksgiving baskets by Thanksgiving. This year we're going to be doing a similar amount. We learned a couple of lessons from COVID, and we have to do things a little bit differently. And in some ways, it requires more help, and in other ways, it allows more people to give. We're doing the sign-up virtually online. If you were to go to svdpjuno.org, look at events, click on Thanksgiving baskets, and the first link is for a food basket. And anyone can sign up. Our board president was collecting food from Super Bear, and the individual said, "I don't know who signed me up for a basket last year, but looking back, that really made a difference in helping us have a good Thanksgiving." And it was encouraging to hear that from somebody while we were picking up some of the food we get. You can sign up there. Next week, we're going to gather all the food. We're going to go collect it from 13 different churches where Love, Inc. Left boxes and posters for everything from the Cathedral downtown to Shepherd of the Valley to Auk Bay Bible Church. I wish I could find my list. It's quite a big list. And we try and collect all the food. As of now, we're wondering if we'll have enough mashed potatoes and yams, but we have plenty of other resources. And so the food's going to be gathered. We'll have some community groups, Rotaract, a youth group, perhaps some of the Rotary clubs are joining us to collect the food baskets. And then next Saturday, November 20th, we're going to deliver the food baskets to the houses during the day. And that's where people can help out. Last year was the first year with COVID. We didn't want people coming to our shelter where we've got vulnerable people. So we got 40 community volunteers. It took about 5 or 6 hours, but we delivered 400 Thanksgiving baskets. We asked people to go in pairs. You want one person driving and one person checking directions and going together. And it's oftentimes a chance to have the opportunity to give and receive gratitude, because I was delivering some of the last baskets last year and the year before, and people oftentimes are just really grateful to have what they need to celebrate Thanksgiving.
So, Dave, tell us a little bit about the people who are getting these baskets, and are there different kinds of people because of COVID than you might expect this year and last year?
Well, we just take the names that sign up, and some of them are regular places. We go to many of the senior living centers, some of our apartment complexes throughout Juno. We will visit with Thanksgiving baskets, and other people who sign up get the basket for their family. And we just trust that people who sign up need help at this time, and we're in a fortunate place where we get to help people and make sure that they get it. And it's sort of interesting. Last year, I helped a woman get housing for the first time in 14 years. And the first thing she asked me, and this was in October, is, "Can I come back at Thanksgiving and help give out the baskets?" Because, you know, gratitude is something that when people get things, they appreciate. And I think it's important to remember, even though this has been a really tough year, we have the opportunity to be thankful for what we have.
Absolutely. To me, I think that's the greatest way to express your gratitude is by paying it forward to someone else. So if I were to get one of these baskets and open it up, what would I see?
Well, you would see me either turkey breast or ham. You can check that on the list. You'd get a box of stuffy mix, some canned corn, hopefully some cranberry sauce, instant mashed potatoes, green beans, and yams. And we would have a dessert. And we would bring along some butter so you can butter the turkey before you cook it.
Wow. So you're making me hungry just talking about that already.
Now, you know, and we do this as a coordinated effort throughout the city. If you don't want a basket, but you want to get a cooked meal, we work with Salvation Army. And Salvation Army is going to provide 600 to-go Thanksgiving meals out of their mobile station downtown at the hangar. They are not able to have the community meal that we used to have yet, and we're hoping we will, but they will do like last year. They've got three different groups. Two restaurants and the Glory Hall are helping prepare the food for the meal, and then people can go down to the mobile kitchen across from the wharf and pick it up. If they can't pick it up and they want it delivered, I know that Chapel by the Lake Deacons are delivering meals to people from the Valley. And I know that Gina Halverson of Salvation Army has said that she will have some drivers available to deliver hot Thanksgiving meals to people who need a Thanksgiving meal and don't have the means to prepare it.
Well,
so
thank you.
If you want the basket, talk to us. If you don't, Salvation Army is going to help.
Well, thank you for telling us about this. I don't think that we realize, you know, how much need there is in the community and how well all of these community organizations are working together. And, you know, I have to ask you this because it's such a special time right now. I feel like Juneau is on the cusp of something really great with the Teal Street Center under construction and the new Glory Hall residential facility and all of these agencies working together. How about you? How do you feel about where we are right now in helping people that need an extra hand?
Well, I think the need is greater than ever. And I think that as we look at the upcoming year, we are getting more people into housing and we have more shelter space. One of the things that Maria mentioned at the Glory Hall is with the extra space, they can do more case management. They can give people the time to find out what they need. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to happen one person at a time over several months. But with the resources being developed, and most of them are in our neighborhood, we're working on trying to make a dent in the housing crisis and the homeless crisis, which COVID didn't help. COVID's put everybody a little bit on edge.
Right.
And if you were on the edge to start with, it could have, and I know a few people who were on the edge and unfortunately were trying to help them get back there. But
right.
That's part of the difficulty of this time.
Well, when we invite guests to Juneau Afternoon, we always ask what song you would like to play. And people don't generally respond during, you know, what song you want to play during the break. But you asked, "Thank You for Being a Friend," to be the song to play. Tell me why you asked for that song.
Well, St. Vincent de Paul is a national organization, and the question is what type of charity works. And in my discussions with people, one of the things we want to do is not just give people something, but get to know them and make it something that goes beyond just aid to knowing who our neighbor is. And I think that with Thanksgiving and with much of the aid we do, if we know who our neighbor is, we can better help them. And a lot of times in the middle of the crisis, I was grateful to have this position because I was in a place where I could do something.
Yeah, it's great to be in a position to be a friend.
Yeah. And you know, being in a position to help is a responsibility, but it's also a blessing and an honor. And I think if we look around, There was a case on Sunday of somebody who, it started with a request on Community Collective for an electric blanket. And it turned out this individual did not have heating oil. And we have the ability to offer aid for that. But by the time I could get my aid coordinator to it, several people had helped out. And this person had heating oil. Other people were connecting with resources. So this problem wouldn't happen again. And, you know, it's not just giving the immediate aid that's needed, but it's also giving people the resources so that what they need to take care of themselves is provided.
So we have to go now, but before we do, any final reminders of what people absolutely need to know?
Well, if you are in need of aid for Thanksgiving, go to svppjuno.org and click on the Thanksgiving basket link under events. Sign up. We will do our best. I will guarantee baskets to everybody who signs up by Monday, November 15th. We will try and honor everybody who signs up and everybody's in need, but we are going to base our numbers on what we have on Monday, November 15th. And it seems like we always have enough to meet the need, but we're not going to make any promises until at the last minute. We'll just do our best to make what we have meet the needs of those who want it and need it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dave Ringel, and I hope all goes well. And thank you, St. Vincent de Paul, for being a friend of the community.
You're welcome. It's our privilege. Thank you.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road.